Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you, my elder?
I'm very well, and how are you?
Very well, cannot complain at all. Good to talk to you. Very first time we're speaking this year. I hope you've been good.
Compliments of the new season.
Compliments to you.
You've been great.
I've been good. Thank you so much for asking, man. You know, we're looking at the lesson, the final judgment scene. And of course, it's a dramatic title as we look at it. And because we're coming close to the end of our guide, which is entitled, Is God Fair? Now, in this last lesson, and those who are joining us, listening to us on the radio, we saw events unfolding at the end of the 1,000-year period. And we have looked at that in the past couple of weeks. And today, we want to focus on the final scene when, for the first and last time, all of humanity meets together and face to face with the reality of the choices that each one of us make here on earth. Now, do take us through the lesson, my elder. What is happening in this final scene?
Revelation chapter 20 presents the 1,000 years where Satan will be alone in this very earth, having no one to tempt and having no one to make to sin, right? And all the wicked, I mean, in human form, all the wicked would have died, right? At the coming of Christ Jesus, they would have been consumed by the brightness of his glory, right? But taking cognizance that the whole matter of the great controversy, it's all about God's character also being vindicated, right? And it's not only about us knowing,
yeah,
right? but what are we there for, mm, right? Because we did not choose to be on this earth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's not all about it telling us about the irreconcilable controversy between darkness and light, sin and righteousness, wrong and right, death and life, right? But in our deeper hearts, right, there is instilled the hope, right? We long for questions, some questions that we can't even answer, on why this person, and we see, that what sin has caused, that how sin has marked down the world, with a curse, we see it through people's characters, we see it through calamities, we see it through many events that are happening all around, and of course we see God's grace, being active, being an active role, but in all those questions and perplexities, right, each and every individual will have to come to know, and they'll have to come to meet face to face in their respective role, even given the great controversy that has happening in their lifetime. Hence, it's very important to know about the final judgment that will be happening. So after the 1,000 years had ended, Christ Jesus returns to the earth, but this time in his return, he is accompanied by the host of the redeemed, and also attended, by the retinue of angels, multitudes of angels coming down to the earth, right? And in ascending to the earth, we are told that Christ Jesus, he's going to awake. He's going to awake the wicked, right? He will bid the wicked dead to arise, right? And in their arising, right, they need to know, right, why they have to meet their doom. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
They need to know the great work of the cause, how they need to see vividly, I'll say, in expressive details where they see Christ, in meeting their judgment, right? So Christ Jesus, he will bid the wicked to arise, and that's after the 1,000 years. And as the wicked have rose from the dead, right? And this is what you call the second resurrection, right?
Mm. Okay.
The second resurrection. So the second resurrection, it's only for the wicked, Right, it's not for the redeemed. The first resurrection was for the redeemed when Christ ascended to heaven to come fetch us, right, whom we've been longing for now. Now the second resurrection, it's for the wicked, right? Whereas they will resurrect, right? But in their resurrection, there's a vast contrast, between those who raised in the first resurrection. Those who raised in the first resurrection, when they rose from the dead, they were clothed with immortality, and they were clothed with God's glory. They were clothed, as we told, they shall be like Christ Jesus in their resurrection. But in the second resurrection, there's a contrast between the first resurrection and the second resurrection, right? They still bear, the traces of sin. They still of disease, of the state how they died, right? Now, everyone who was wicked, from Cain, to the antediluvian world after the flood, every species, every man, who ever lived and who was found wicked, right, will resurrect, and this earth will be filled, will be filled with the wicked per se, right? And I'm looking for the verse here. So Satan, by the time Satan will be released from the prison, right? That's when we are told more about the battle of the Gog and the Magog, right? So the battle of the Gog and the Magog basically is it's played into role there, whereas Satan gathers all the wicked. He gathers all the wicked, to try to go and fight against the kingdom of God. The king as Jerusalem is ascending, right? To remember, Christ will ascend down with the saints and with angels, and in ascending, Jerusalem itself, they will be in the city, in the holy city, in ascending, right? And there Satan, he tries by every means to deceive, his last deception, gathering the wicked, and in them trying to go and fight against the holy city, in descending. They will see that no, definitely we can't take hold, of this great city, we are told, one can also read it in, is it Zechariah? Sorry, I'll try to find the verse. Zechariah 14, verse 5, it says, and the Lord shall be king over the whole earth in that day, and there shall be one Lord and his name one. When what will happen? We are told that his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof, and there shall be a very great valley. So in that great valley, it describes, where there will be multitudes and millions, billions of, the wicked, and we are told that, in seeing, Christ Jesus, every knee, shall come to a point where they will kneel down. But what will lead to that point? As soon as they see Christ Jesus, everyone's gonna get all the wicked, they're gonna get a panoramic view of their life. Does it make sense? They're gonna get a panoramic view of the plan of salvation, on how Christ had tried by every means, to save them, from their miseries, to save them from their sins, to save them from the mistakes that have led them to reject the Savior, to save them from following the great deceiver, to save them from mocking Jesus Christ himself. They will see, how they themselves have rejected all that heaven have tried to do at that, heaven have at its very best, to try to save them from eternal death, which is the second death, right? And as soon as everyone, sees, they how they, you know, these are the wicked, right? As soon as everyone sees their miseries and see, you know, why I actually qualify for second death, right? Definitely, you know, they will kneel down and say, surely the Lord God is just, you know, for deciding, you know, given the choices that I've done, the choices I've made, you know. So in his judgment, you know, before the hellfire, before sending the fire for torment, which was reserved for Satan and his angels, now those who shouldn't have participated in it, surely they would have accepted, you know, the judgments and the justice of God, you know, in engaging in or partaking in the eternal torment, or rather the eternal death,
yep,
which is the second death, where there will be no more again. Eternal, by eternal it means the consequences will be eternal, right? So the final judgment, above all things, is that we should not be partakers of the second death, right? The final judgment above all things is, you know, to know that soon and very soon, amidst the perplexities that we find ourselves in, some questions that we can't answer, God will bring them to answer. Right. We know that death itself is the great enemy by which no man lays to understanding, you know, why even the righteous die. No man lays to understanding why there's deep poverty, you know, even to some of the righteous. No man lays to understanding even the secrets of God, but he will lay it to, you know, to great expressive descriptions, you know, in making for every man to understand. And that's when every man will come face to face with Christ Jesus, mainly the wicked, in summary.
Well, the fantastic one. Now, will the wicked, though, that you're talking about, also acknowledge that God is indeed just?
Revelation 20, verse 11 and 13. It tells us about a book being opened and the wicked being judged from what is written in the book, right? Then, and in acknowledging what, after being judged from their works, right? Seeing in Revelation 20, verse 11 and 13, Paul tells us in Romans 14, verse 10, it says, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Right? So every tongue, you know, and also Philippians 2, verse 8 to 11, you know, in paraphrasing, says, therefore God also has highly exalted Christ Jesus, giving him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yep.
Including Satan himself. You know, the fallen being, you know, will bow down, to say, surely God is God, God is just, you know, but that doesn't change his character. In them bowing down, you know, it doesn't mean that there's a second chance being given. But in the probation time, you know, more chances were given, and that's the choice that they've decided, that surely we've decided to follow Satan.
Yeah, well, my elder, I must thank you so much for joining us. It's been a fantastic one. And we've got to be connecting with you again tomorrow, same time and same place.
Blessings.
Lovely. Yeah. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.